The Gemara Masecht is Zvachim on Daf Mem Heyam and Aleph asks, it says here in the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avu, Amar Rav, Halach Krav Loza Shem Shem Rav Yossi, that the Halach is like Rav Yossi, the Halach is like Krav Loza Shem Shem Rav Yossi, regarding when Pigel is effective. The Pigel is only effective when it was a machshava b'chutz on an avoida b'chutz. So the Gemara asks, Hilchus l'mashicha, are we here to teach halacha that's only relevant when Mashiach will come? So Mefarshim, obviously, as soon as we learned this Gemara, asked the kash, the Rishonim asked the question that, as we learn through Shas, many, many sugyas that we learn through Shas are only going to be relevant when Mashiach comes. So does that mean we're only supposed to learn what's relevant b'zman hazeh, hilchus l'mashicha? So one answer is that indeed it's only some amroim that hold the hilchus l'mashicha, we don't learn halachas that will only be relevant when Mashiach comes. But the opinion of others is that of course we learn halacha even when it's only relevant for when the Beis HaMikdash will be built from Heir Yemein. And the Gemara's question is according to those opinions. That's one approach to answer this question. Another approach to answer this question, a beautiful explanation, is as follows. Of course, we're supposed to learn about Hilchus l'Mashicha. Of course, our learning should not be limited. We live with a munah that Mashiach is coming any moment. Since Mashiach is coming any moment, we're obviously obligated to know all the halachas that will be relevant when Mashiach comes. But what is the situation? What is the halacha that's being discussed in our Gemara? The halacha that's being discussed in our Gemara is a halacha regarding pigel. Pigel is an aveira. When Mashiach will come in mitzvah Shem Meher B'Yameinu, it will not be a world in which people do aveiras. And since it will not be a world in which people do aveiros, then the halacha of what is the halacha, when is a pigel, when isn't pigel, will be totally irrelevant. So in other words, the way to understand the Gemara's question is as follows. The halachas of pigel are not relevant, b'zman hazeh. We unfortunately don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have kabbonis. When could those halachas become? When will those halachas become relevant? When Mashiach comes and the Beis HaMikdash is built, but then we will live in a world where averus aren't done, and therefore, again, this halacha will not be relevant. And therefore, since it won't be relevant, there's no point in discussing it. So, as I mentioned a moment ago, the first teretz was that there's a machlokes if indeed this is a legitimate question, hilchus l'mashicha, to discuss halachas that are not relevant, to discuss halachas that are not relevant b'zman hazeh. Actually, if we look, we'll realize that this is something that is obvious. We look at the Shulchan Aruch, we look in the Rif, they don't paskin, they don't bring down halachas that are only relevant b'zban shebeis hamikdash hayakayim. Whereas the Rambam does bring down the halachas that will be relevant even when Mashiach comes. So I saw that the Satmar Rebbe in the Sefer Divrei Yoel says that we're used to explaining that the reason the Rambam does bring them, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring them, because the Shulchan Aruch felt there's no point in bringing halachas that aren't relevant b'zman hazeh, if they're not relevant in our day-to-day lives, and the Rambam does. He wants to take a different approach altogether. He says that not only is the Shulchan Aruch not quoting those halachas because they're not relevant b'zman hazeh. The whole way of paskening shilas, the whole way we're going to approach shilas is going to change dramatically when Mashiach comes. So since that's going to change dramatically when Mashiach comes, so we can't use the derech that we normally do in paskening a shaila. And therefore, they're not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. And in fact, I saw in the Sefer Margolius Hashas, he quotes Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. He says, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky said that, as we just mentioned a moment ago, the Rif and the Rosh don't paskin shilas, don't quote the halacha in the Seder Kachim. But even though they don't quote the halachas in Seder Kachim, says Rav Yaakov, we know there are different rules that are followed in identifying the psak halacha on a shayla. Example, throughout halacha, the poskim say whenever you have an imtim tzoloimer, that represents that's the halacha. So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says, when we're trying to identify what is the halacha in a specific shayla, can we rely on an imtim tzoloimer? That's the Gemara says an imtim tzoloimer, that's a raya, that's the halacha, as it is throughout Shas. And Rav Yaakov wants to suggest that we can't say that. Because Rav Yaakov says, it's not just that the Rif and Rambam didn't quote halachas in Seder Kachin because they're not relevant b'zman hazeh. It's much more than that, says Rav Yaakov. The Rif and the Rosh didn't quote the halachas in Seder Kachin because the whole derech of learning Seder Kachin is very different and will even be more so different when Mashiach comes. And therefore, there was no point in mentioning these halachas at a time when these halachas, where the whole derech ha-psak and the way we could come to know what the halacha is dramatically different. But then we take this point one step further. The Gemara says, so if so, Hilchos Mashiach, so why indeed does the Gemara say halacha? So the Gemara says, Drosh v'kabel schar. So all the first mass that we know, we learn in Pirkei Avos, Al tiyu kavodim, ham shamshim sarav amanas l'kabel pras. That our purpose in learning should not be just to get schar. And here we're learning in the Gemara that why are we learning these halachas? Drosh v'kabel schar, in order to get schar. Is that the reason why and how we should learn? So one pshat that I saw is not that the Gemara Chas V'Shalom means to teach us that our purpose in learning it should be drosh to learn to be makabel schar. That's of course not what the Gemara means. But the Gemara means to say drosh, you learn. Your job is to learn. Makabel schar is not that that's your purpose in learning. Rather, what the Gemara is saying is, if you will learn the kabel schar, you'll be zoicha to get schar. That's one pshat. But then I saw another pshat, a beautiful pshat, which I think is what the Ber Maim Chaim means to say. The Ber Maim Chaim says, droish. When we learn, particularly when we learn mesechtes, like the mesechta we're learning now, mesechta zvachim, concepts that are not concepts that we're used to learning, concepts that are sort of difficult and, as we keep on saying in our shiur, very much not relevant, unfortunately, b'zman hazeh. So the Ber Maim Chaim says, Droish, our job is to learn. Droish, to try to understand the Gemaras. And as the Egli Tal says in his Hagdama, the biggest schar, the biggest enjoyment that one can have in this world is learning. So what the Gemara is saying is, Droish, if you will spend your time trying to learn, trying to understand, even Gemaras that may be a little difficult to understand, Kabul schar, the ruchnistic enjoyment, the great enjoyment that somebody gets from learning, the Kabul schar, that's the best way you could spend your life. That's the best way you could spend your time. That is the schar. The schar is the droish. The actual learning is the most geschmack enjoyment and the most geschmack way a person could spend his time.